All right. You ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Did you hear that?
I thought it was your bit.
Oh, do you? Did you? No, can you hear that? That's weird.
You can hear something?
Yeah.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, it's just my beer calling me. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. Arr.
Got me.
Yes.
Damn you. I mean, I was totally acting part of the bit.
Yeah, it's like our whales bit.
Yeah, totally part of the bit. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
And this is the Perfect Four. We are a crappier show.
What?
Wait.
What?
That was a quick intro. It felt quick.
What? Something's missing.
Well,
we'll figure it out.
Huh. Something.
Eventually, we'll.
Or something or someone. There's one less beard here. Up. And I'm not talking about Nick's clean-shaven face.
Just waiting for November.
It is... The Bearded Brewer is not here at the moment. He always could show up.
Pending.
He could call in.
Pending approval.
The Bearded Brewer works in the industry of beer. And he's a little tied up working his... Servicing the public with beer.
Whoa. Wow. Servicing...
So we gotta hold it down the fort, servicing in the podcast.
It's that end of season, like last of the festivals, last of the sports ball.
Yeah.
Last of anything before it turns freezing cold to go out, too cold to go out and drink.
Yeah. You gotta get all in your outdoor drinking activities now.
They close up all the patios. All the heaters are pulled in for the winter.
Well, thanks for joining us. We're going to give you some beers to look out for. We're going to talk about some beers we were drinking and a little bit of craft beer culture mixed in with some listener voicemails and participation and whatnot. And we're also going to drink beers. In fact, we have already started drinking beers. That's our tailgating.
Oh, yeah.
We had a Southern Tier XIPA. It is a double IPA. I believe XL Pero two times.
Two times. Yeah, it's XL Pero.
I believe this was XL Pero.
Special delivery.
Yeah, it was because it's another, because he has like a couple of them in there. So I wasn't sure. If I'm getting this wrong, I'm sorry, XL or somebody that's not XL Pero.
And or whoever did.
And or whoever sent it. But Southern Tier. Back from the back east, basically Europe. You know, we call anything east.
Yeah.
It's from Lakewood, New York, more specifically Southern Tier. We've had some good beers thanks to XL from Southern Tier. This is, for a double, I'm thinking pretty good.
Yeah, not too malty for
it. Yeah, I mean, it was malty, sure, but not over the top East Coast malty, I thought. That's a nice double. If I'm on the East Coast, I see this, I'm gonna order it.
Nice. So next week when you're in Las Vegas.
Yep. Yeah, same thing. Las Vegas, New York. Same thing. We also had donated to the show from Mikey from Dorktown Podcast.
Oh, that guy.
Hoppy Palm.
Don't tell
Pale.
Bells.
Yeah, don't tell Bells. Bells. Well, Bells brought. Actually, you know what? This could be Bells. Bells. I bought a six pack of this, and Bells brought a six pack for Dorktown. So this might be Bells. Bells.
Oh,
we're just going to say Bells donated this from the perfect.
We don't know for sure.
From Dorktown. I don't know which six pack was which.
I don't know
there.
If I like that now. It depends on
I'm going to say Bells donated this to the show. Hoppy Palm Pale. From Track 7, it's the hot beer right now in town. Everyone's buzzing about it.
Oh, that's the one.
What did you think of this? I've been drinking this all week.
For some reason, I saw Track 7, my mind immediately went to IPA, and I'm like, man, this is kind of weak. What? They're losing their touch, you know? Maybe it's the can, maybe it's green. I don't know, it's green. They rely heavily on an orange and white labeling, and this is full on green.
It throws you off. The label,
something's off, and oh, Oh, it's a pale. It's a pale.
Oh, lager. That's what's off. It's a pale.
So screw you IPA junkies for ruining my... You've ruined my thinking. I think everything should be an IPA now if it's green.
Yeah, damn you. And it's palm, as in your hand, palm of your hand, not in a palm tree. I think it's a nice beer.
Very nice. Very nice beer. For a pale.
For a pale.
A canned pale.
If you want to make a pale.
If you want to, if you are living in 1994, yeah. You still want to make a pale.
And one more tailgating beer. This was donated to us by Lumber Jose. Creature Comfort. Was this our first time we had Creature Comfort on the show?
No.
No. I think we had something, maybe even from Lumber. Bebo Pilsner. Just a straight Pilsner. Not even hoppy Pilsner, just a Pilsner.
This is recorded live, so they'll call in any moment and tell us.
Yeah. Creature Comforts from Athens, Georgia, in case you do not know. They always have, I love their artwork, their cans, great artwork. And this was one we were trying to get Lumber to do, and he said it wasn't that, you know, they're not that close to him, and they don't distribute like crazy, so it wasn't that easy for him to get. So,
it's a specialty.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you, Lumber. And now you're all caught up for that. So it's time to get something new going on.
New, you got it. You gonna crack that? And so things that won't be so fun this episode will be tangenting.
Yeah, it's hard to tangent without a bearded brewer here, damn it.
And also, guess the ABV.
Oh, yeah.
Not quite as effective.
Not quite.
I love gold.
But those that are new to the show, we did start the show with just Nick and I, and then Matt just kept showing up, and we're like, hey, this guy's in the right. Industry. We need this guy.
He's bringing us beer.
We need, yeah, and he's bringing beer, bringing knowledge and beer.
Let's see if he does it again next week.
Yeah, let's see if he keeps doing it.
Oh, he did it again.
Let's not tell him there's no pay. this way we just the new beer hitting the table donated to the show from Tadalad down in San Diego. This is Second Chance Beer Company out of San Diego. Tabula Rasa.
What?
Rasa. Tabula Rasa. Toasted Porter.
Yours.
All Nick's all about this.
You're speaking my language.
And ooh, that is pouring smooth. Oh, if you can manage not to see the ABV, you know, we can do a really quick ABV game.
A blind ABV. All right. I'm staring directly at the beer. Nothing at the label. Second Chance Tabula Rasa.
Don't have a whole lot of porters on here. Just straight up toasted porter.
Stealing all the aroma. Sorry for the silence.
See, sip, and enjoy.
Gotta draw it in. Take it in. Let it dance on the tongue.
I like this, man. I'm getting into porters and stouts, bro.
Little change in the weather.
They're nice. They're good to switch up, you know, in between IPA drink.
Oh, is that
my favorite between IPA drink is a stout or porter.
Kind of settles the taste buds a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Get you refreshed.
Resets you.
Yeah. I do very much like this.
You got an ABV guess?
Man, toasted porter. 5.4?
6.2.
Oh.
You're under. You're in. You're in the showcase showdown, dude.
Oh, so you looked. That wasn't your guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad luck. 6.2.
I was like, oh, that's a solid guess. 6.2.
All right.
Man, that's hiding it well. That's kind of high for a porter.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, porters are usually not that high, huh? I know beer stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Porter expert. Porters are brown.
Yeah. They're, see, we're getting back to our roots of just us two going, what's a... Do you know what IPA stands for? I don't know.
I pee a lot.
Oh, I guess so. What's a porter? I don't know. Porter is like a light stout.
Yeah, light stout. Stout light.
Stout light.
Sesh, bro. See?
Sesh stout.
You never see a sesh and stout.
See, if they would have never, if they would have never come up with porter, it would have just been stout. Then porters stout would just be called session stout session. Uh-huh. Session stout.
And then double stout. Mm-hmm. Good, oh, good. I'm glad they don't say double stout. That sounds stupid. Give me a double stout.
Double stout.
Actually, I take that back. I think Young's has a double chocolate stout.
Oh, so they do. Double chocolate, though.
Classic.
See, I always think that take that to mean they mean double chocolate.
Twice the chocolate.
Yeah.
Not twice the stout.
Yeah. I'll get that one for producer Becky once in a while. It's a nice, cheap little.
That's been around as long as probably like Sierra Nevada and.
Yeah.
And anything else that was, you know, exotic at the time.
Yeah.
In Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, Sierra Nevada.
Young's. High class.
And the Taddy. What's the Taddy Porter? The Samuel Smith?
Yeah.
Those guys.
Samuel Smith. So what's going on out there in the culture of craft beer?
The culture.
Culture!
If you're lucky enough to be a Patreon, we have a little page we do on Facebook.
Yes.
It's a little teaser to get you to be a Patreon.
Perfect poor group.
And our European listener, Ed.
Ed Winter.
He.
Wales.
He's bro. Enjoying some whales. Whales and whales.
Yeah.
It's a new reality show.
Whales and whales.
Whales and whales. He's getting stone cans.
Yeah. What the hell is up with that?
Is that so we don't get any stone cans?
He's in the UK.
Uh-huh.
And he's getting stone cans. And we're here in California getting no cans.
Sans cans.
Sans cans.
Sans cans.
I wonder if those were, we should ask them, if those were from Germany.
From the new.
Or their new.
The Berlin.
Facility, or, yeah.
Berlin.
Their new facility. Or was that.
Is it pronounced Berlin like Merlin? Berlin?
Germany? Yeah. Yeah. So. Where's Wales at?
Where's Wales? Scotland.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
No, I never really thought about that. Is there Berlin place? Is that full on just as they produce all the stuff that they produce in San Diego as far as their flagship mainstream stuff?
You think they're invading that hardcore? Like they're going,
well,
like we're Stone.
They have 12 pack? Are they pumping out cans?
We're Stone. We make IPA for you.
European cans?
Yeah. Are European cans larger than U.S. cans?
Well, he was posting the same. The stone cans are the same.
You know, they have the metric system over there.
What that is.
Yeah. They can't call it a quarter pounder. They got to go with the Royale cheese.
Can't call it ounces.
It'd be liters.
Liters. Meters.
Meters. Give me a meter of beer.
Give me a meter of beer.
Like you're
a dumbass.
What's that mean in English?
What's that? Some so crazy English term. Yeah.
So you're upset by this fact that they are getting cans and we are not?
Yeah, it's BS. Because I want that variety pack can.
Yeah.
Not that I go and get stone, you know, stone basic stone stuff all the time, but once I see that variety pack of
oh, you have it now. I want it.
The Stone IPA, the go-to IPA. I think that one has a vanilla. Is that the one with the vanilla porter in it?
Oh, that's in a can?
I missed that one. It may not be in a can.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I mean, be speaking out of school.
You're just making shit up now.
Yep.
Gotta try and sound cool without Bearded Brewer.
Yeah. Words, beer, stuff.
Now, what would you think? I got something to throw out for you.
Oh, yeah.
Culture.
Yeah. Toss it out.
Beer culture.
Chuck it.
What would you think of a craft brewer doing twist-off bottles? Would you think like, oh... Or would you think of them as cheap? Like, if you didn't know who they were, you're like, oh, are these guys just cheesy? Are twist-offs that bad for quality? I'm assuming a twist-off must be hurtful.
They're probably really good.
Why wouldn't everybody just have twist-offs if it doesn't affect the quality?
I think it's the appeal of it, the lack of refinement. You know, you think twist off, you think 2 liter soda, pounding. Right?
Yeah.
Which is probably 2 liter of beer would probably be a really good idea too. But that would be a hardcore situational beer. Like, okay, I'm at this arena watching a concert and my twist off beer choices are Blank Light or, you know, Goose Island IPA and a twist off. So I could see it. Like, I would totally buy one in the right situation, but for some reason, it just feels like...
Doesn't feel
it feels genuine? It feels tailgatey.
Yeah. Tailgatey.
You know, it...
Bro!
It's like twist-offs...
Here's a beer.
Twist-offs are the equivalent of hot dogs or tuna fish. And that... I think that's part of the reason why bottled beer was so cool. It seemed like a little... classier, a little more refined, you know, a little harder to do
than cans,
than twist off cans. But I'm willing to bet these twist off cans are probably way better than any of the other packaging that's out there.
Twist off cans,
or what did you say? Twist off bottles?
Yeah,
twist off bottles. But I'm guessing they're aluminum bottles. That's why.
No, I'm saying just regular, you know, like some of the cheap. Big beer. Like, you know, Coors Light, you twist off, right?
Oh.
As far as I remember.
Twist off glass.
The bottles, you know, twist off bottles.
Right.
You don't need a bottle opener. Just twist off.
Yeah, no, same feel. I'd rather have a bottle, you know. Oh, what, you got to use your hands for this?
Yeah. But it must affect the quality because nobody does it. There's nobody in craft beer that has a twist off bottle that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
As a bottle cap.
I see what you're saying now. I tangented myself.
Tangent.
Yeah. I can't think of a situation why that would be good.
What? Oh,
the twist off cap.
You never been stuck in a hotel and without a bottle opener?
Oh, there's always a way.
Well, I know there's always a way, but sometimes it gets a little messy.
Yeah, or you end up breaking the neck off the bottle.
And then you got to deal with the glass.
Do you
chance pour it into a hotel glass and like look for the glass and the shards. That's
what coffee filters are for.
Oh, pro tip there. Put your beer through the coffee filter if you break the bottle trying to open it. Well, now I have safeguards. I have one in my wallet.
Yeah.
I have one always in my travel bag. I always keep one just, it's in there now.
Uh-huh.
So I have, you know, double safeguard because I've been stuck in a hotel room with bottled beer too many times. It's like 2 a.m. and you're like, no bottle opener or whatever. And like, fuck.
So you're wishing for that twist off?
Yeah, and even called down to the desk and they're like,
what is that?
Like, fuck.
Should have bought Blue Moon, dude.
Yeah, should have bought Blue Moon. No problem there.
Yeah.
Twisted right off.
You know,
well, your beer doesn't have a twist off? No! Slam the phone down.
Was this the 1800s? Toasted porter.
Geek.
Just so you know, whoever's in room 201 is a dick and a geek.
Kind of like that time we opened the beer with a cork in it. Didn't have a wine key.
Yep. That's happened way too many times on this show.
Ah, toasty porter. I like this little nice light on the toast, which I like.
Yeah.
More of almost a smoked flavor to it.
There's a new Paul sent us a new thing.
Did he know?
This is a bumper. So let's listen. Shut up and open another beer. Very simple. Basically, that's I think. If it's been too long since we've had a beer, there you go. Shut up and open another beer.
Well, we must do what Paul says.
we're gonna just go at it hard.
I love gold.
We got all the beer.
Yeah. We don't have to share with nobody. How about another second chance?
Ooh, another Todd-a-lot of beer.
Can you have another second chance?
Can I have a fourth second chance?
Fourth second chance. So I think we're doing this right. We're doing this in order. Now we're going to coffee IPA.
Wow. Am I going to be up all night now?
Yeah. Say goodbye to sleep.
Ooh, that is pouring clean and pretty light looking.
Oh, mind the table.
Mind the table noise.
That is the complete opposite of the last beer we had. Not much aroma to steal.
Got lots of beer around here for two dudes.
Just two dudes.
Just two dudes having a good time, having some beers.
That's right. That's our tagline. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a long bumper sticker, but it works.
The perfect pour. Just two dudes when Matt's not here having a good time, having some beers.
That's in parentheses.
Yep. And blocks. Blocks. When Bearded Brewer 87 is not here. Trying to have all the beers that
can you
will
click
upset.
On that link? Oh, it's a bumper sticker. It's not a clickable hashtag. So twist off caps. What do we decide? Yay? Nay?
I just want to know. I assume it's the quality issue or it's cheese or a craft beer thinks it's too cheesy. But I don't know of any craft beer that has twist off bottles.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. We'll investigate and report back.
So where are they? If they don't affect quality, then why the hell not? That's what I want to know. What else? Is there anything else going on there?
This is kind of like borderline Bencott, but it's also a cultural thing. As always, Fresno's catching up to the curve with craft beer. So stuff that's new to us may not be new to the rest of the world that listens. But Tioga is now hosting a thing they call Chill. And it was set up by Mike Oz, mm-hmm. who also does Tacos, Brews, and Jams.
Yes.
Also of Yahoo Sports.
Yahoo Sports baseball writer Mike Oz.
Yeah, local.
From Fresno here. Fresnan. Local writer.
And so they are now partnering with Tioga at the moment. I don't know if they're going to expand this or not. But they're doing a kind of like a craft bazaar type marketplace. Where they have like locally sourced clothing and snacks and food.
Local snacks.
Local snacks.
Are these snacks local?
These are totally local snacks.
Have these been foraged in the area?
The artisan.
Artisan.
Artisan snacks. Churros. You ever had artisan churros?
Ooh, I bet those are good.
Damn, they were good. And, and also, local DJ Devoya
spinning
the tunes.
Yes,
Soulflower in the hizzy.
Love Devoya.
Yeah, and so they're open. I think they do this on Thursday nights, which is appropriate night for pre weekend, not craziness.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
just beginning the bubble.
Yeah, but. We're approaching epic nighttime weather our couple of months
October
a year.
Is the probably the best month to be in Fresno.
Yeah, before the patios close.
Yep.
And it was just a cool little event, you know, nice amount of vendors and crowd and beer. And I think it's a neat thing. I'd like to see more breweries in Fresno do this. You know,
whoa. I don't know why I did that. That was the studio ghost, because my hand was not near the phone, and it just did that.
Trying to tell me I'm boring? No. Cut me off? Change the subject?
Yeah. Change it!
Wow. So, anyways, it was cool.
Yeah.
In other words, I was drinking.
Be more cool like the Tagascoya Beer Garden, everyone. Yeah. Try to be more cool like that.
Tangent. Also, there's lots of sports happening at craft breweries right now. If I'm noticing this, it must be.
Yeah, you're noticing all the sports, the baseball playoffs and the whatnots and the so forth.
And there's something known as East Coast Yeast. And for some reason, it makes beers super cloudy. This is a new trend happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that Pendragon brewed a new beer called Massachusetts.
Yeah, because it's really been this summer and this year.
Has it?
More the summer is the East Coast IPAs.
Yeah.
And they're
it looks straight unfiltered, up like orange juice.
Unfiltered, looks like orange juice. You can't see through it. Very cloudy IPAs. That's been the trend. That's been like the year of the cloudy IPA.
Yeah.
East Coast IPA. And they made one. Ha ha. I want to have it.
Okay. Well, it's out.
Well, that's going to be it. That's a pre looking out for right now.
I believe they're doing that for their New Brew Thursday.
All right.
Pendragon is a New Brew Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
That will be their latest release. What else is going on?
What's happening?
Oh, say, south and east of Fresno.
Oh, yeah. There's a... this almost qualifies as looking out for, but, you know, we should get this information out right now because you're listening on Friday. We drop a new episode every Friday, and you're listening on this Friday, which would what be October 6th?
7.
7? What's today?
Or October maybe 7.
7?
How about 7?
How about it? How about 7?
Will you Kern call River tonight?
With head brewer Adrian, friend of the show, Adrian, head brewer, their Citra release is happening.
What?
And there's some new stuff this year, and it is happening right now on Friday. If you're listening to the day this drops, it is happening at noon. Yes. If you're listening past noon and you didn't know, sorry.
We're sorry.
It's over.
You lose.
But they're double their infamous double IPA Citra. This year, their system is a little bit new as far as getting bottles. A first come, first serve sale where you buy a case, aka 12 bottles,
and
of 22-ounce Citra double IPAs to pick up at the brewery, $8 a bottle. And they're using brown paper tickets for this bottle release. Here we go. Here, pay attention, everyone. If you're a brewer looking to do a bottle release, maybe you do it this way. I don't know. There's one case limit per person for the entire event. If you want less than 12 bottles, go in with a friend.
That's odd.
So basically, you gotta buy a case.
You gotta buy a case.
You can't buy more than a case, but you have to buy a case. So if you want a ball of Citra, you got to get a case. If you want more than 12 balls, talk to a friend into buying a ticket and bring them along. If you try to buy one more than one ticket, we will figure it out and cancel your additional tickets. So please don't try.
They should have put bitches after that.
Bitches get stitches. You must come to the brewery to pick up your bottles. You must buy a ticket corresponding to a pickup time window. Please make sure that you can come to the brewery during the assigned dates before you buy your ticket. If you don't come during your pickup window, your order will be canceled. No refund.
No refund.
You will get no refund. Wow.
They've gone full soup Nazi, which I'm kind of proud.
That's cool.
So proud.
Number four, you may not resell these bottles. That would be illegal. If you are a retail store, you would additionally be jeopardizing any future relationships with Kern River Brewing Company. The pickup window days are Friday, November 11th to Sunday, November 13th, Monday, November 14th through Thursday, November 17th, November 18th through November 20th. So there you go. Now that you've read and understand the rules, go to brownpapertickets.com/event/2665818. If you're listening to this on Friday morning, you can actually get in on this.
Yes.
And want to drive to Lake Isabella.
Oh, yeah. You got to do that.
Which I really would want one of those bottles, but I don't want to drive to Lake Isabella. So.
Ah.
Maybe at some point.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to go there.
Right. When you have.
Especially if Adrian's there.
Millions of dollars and a week of vacation.
Honey, we're going to the mountains above Bakersfield. Oh. Sounds good.
Too bad there wasn't like a stop on your way to Las Vegas or something.
Yeah. If it needs to be in the Tehachapi Pass, it needs to be in Tehachapi.
Yeah.
Not like Isabella.
Satellite tap room.
Yeah, make a satellite tap room and attach me. How about a satellite tap room in Fresno?
Oh.
Kern River. Oh. Satellite. Their first satellite should be in Fresno. Yes. They'd probably go Bakersfield, but.
And not Visalia.
Yep, got to pass up Visalia. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, I've been in Visalia this week, and I got to go into a couple beer geeky places without being able to drink beer. It's really difficult.
Yeah.
To go on your lunch break and not. Having a job where you can't drink beer in your lunch and then looking, all you can do is look at the bar and go, oh,
I'm just looking.
That's what I did at the planing mill. I went to the planing mill on Monday and I was just.
You walked in on free beer day?
The bartender was just setting things up and I was looking at the board and I had my camera out and she looks at me like, the hell? I'm like, sorry, I'm just beer geeking. I can't drink beer, but I'm just looking. Like, okay, all right.
I'm just looking.
I did that there, and then I did it at the captain's place, Pita Kebab.
Oh, did you see the captain?
I didn't. I was hoping to see the captain. I didn't see
I thought he captain. Lived there.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I was going with another dude from work. I'm like, yeah, I know somebody in here. We'll be all right. Yeah. Don't worry about it. But he wasn't there.
Captain has a loft above the cold box.
he's just like sitting up there. Ahoy!
Ahoy!
He just, whenever somebody comes in, he's just, ahoy!
He's always got his spy kinda glass.
Like, yep. And it's kind of like Wasabi's. When you walk in the Wasabi's, it's a sushi place here in Fresno. When you walk in, the sushi chefs go, Wasabi! And so whenever somebody goes in the Pita Kebab, the captain's always like, ahoy!
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 I spy an IPA guy.
Sits up there for eight hours a day. Just sits up there. Ahoy! You gonna drink some IPAs? Nah, I'm just getting a falafel. All right.
At least try the hummus.
Try the hummus. Oh, man. It's going to be great when Fresno gets their own pita kebab dragon.
Will we have special appearances by the captain?
Ooh, I would hope so.
I think he should be there on Tuesday.
Tuesday, that's his day?
Tuesday's the captain's
day. Tuesday's always the captain's day.
Row your own canoe. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail?
you're driving.
559-492-0542. We like to hear from you. What your thoughts about the show? A topic you think we, a question you have for us that you think would be cool for us to discuss? Maybe a specific beer you had this week that you're like, I mean, people need to know about this. Maybe something going on in your favorite craft beer watering hole. These are things to talk about when you call the perfect pour voicemail line.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm driving.
That's not Scotty B.
No, not Scotty B. A couple quotes. You know what a funny word is?
What?
Kumquat. Listen to a few old podcasts, and I think that's a pretty funny word. Kumquat.
It's back. Kumquat's back.
Hey, but hey, I was at a brewery out in Palmdale called Transplants.
Yeah.
They had a malt
Jupiter
liquor Sinison on tap.
Transplants.
Never seen a malt liquor before. They called it the Judge.
The Judge.
They serve it in a red solo cup or a crowler. I tried and tried and tried, but finally they gave me a little splash. They had to go talk to the owner, but they gave a little splash.
Had to talk to the owner?
Tell you one thing, it didn't taste like King Cobra, you know? But it really didn't taste like much of anything, but the novelty of it still was funny. My buddy's best. What you guys think? Has anybody ever Desert seen Circle. A malt liquor at an indie brewery before? You know, keep up the good work, guys. Like to know what you guys think. Talk to you guys later. This is Evil Circle.
Evil Circle. Thank you. Chew Your Beer has sent us up a few transplant beers. Mm-hmm. And they, I would say they probably, I don't want to say gimmicky beers, but they made some beers that are spot on. What they had that one that's a salad, tasted like having a beet salad.
Oh, yeah.
I guess
that was a blend. That was a...
Oh, it was a blend.
Yeah.
They made some interesting stuff they got. So a malt liquor, a craft beer making a malt liquor. I've seen it before. I don't know that I've had one, though. I don't think I have. Have we?
Not other Feels than Scotty familiar. B's.
Scotty yeah, B that's what it was. So Scotty B made one.
Mm-hmm. And he even bottled it in an old 40s
bottle. Like an old English bottle.
Yeah,
oh,
that's, yeah.
That, so that's the what we've had. I know it felt familiar. But I've never walked into a tap room or whatever and they've had, I've never seen it. Straight malt liquor, craft beer malt liquor. Maybe it should,
yeah,
should happen
right.
More, huh?
Should it should? Nothing like 15%.
I don't know about should, but
try it once.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm still driving.
Uh-oh.
Still got time to make another phone call.
All right.
Evil Circle here. Hey, I was just visiting my local somewhat local geographically, you know, local brewery. And I was talking to the beer server, you know, about our favorite beers, you know, and such
it's
and
terrible
such.
Instagram name.
You know, and I was saying, you know, server. I just had the Watermelon Patch Sour from Valiant, which is a pretty good beer. I'm sure Chew Your Beer could chime in on that one a few times. Compliments Fontana Jim for a little birthday gift to me.
Fontana.
But that was a fabulous beer, Watermelon Patch Sour from Valiant. So we're talking about a few other beers that I like, and I brought up Woot Stout. She looked at me. She had like that deer in her headlights look, like, what are you talking about? So my question to you guys is, since she did not know what Woot Stout was from Stone, what kind of respect do you have for breweries when their beer servers don't know the craft beer scene and the local good beers that they put out, especially by Stone? Love to know what you guys think about that topic. Let me know what you guys think. You know, hopefully here on the podcast or the end of the week. Talk to you later, guys.
All right. Evil Circle. Thank
Evil
you.
Evil Circle.
We kind of joke about that once in a while where your server, usually, especially in a place that's not a brewery, but serves craft beer, but they also serve food. It's sort of like the That's the ingredients for your waiter not knowing, waiter, waitress not knowing what the hell, how to talk about beer, or what even beers they even have on. Although sometimes they'll just, at best, they'll have a cheat sheet with them. Which
it's written on their hand.
Yeah, basically. But at some point, I appreciate because at least they're trying.
Yeah.
Like in case they get asked, at least they know. But some of them, they'll just be like, huh? Oh, we have beer on tap here? Oh, okay. I'll check with the bartender to see if we have beer. Okay. You have beer.
Do we even have beer?
There's a guy out there asking for beer.
Yeah, we have beer. Oh, okay. All right. I'll tell him. Yeah, we have that beer.
Is that the dressing you want on your salad? Is that what you're asking?
No. And then.
Yeah, but does it ever go well when you go, oh, you don't have.
Oh,
you don't have any Elysian?
No,
oh
my I don't want
this place doesn't have an Elysian.
Let's go. This Red Robin's lame.
Do you ever look that cool by knowing more?
No, I try not to be like that, but
yeah,
I probably was for like the first, like there 1 month where I was like feeling really confident about my beer geekness.
I'm pumped.
I'm like, really? You don't know? Okay, whatever. Let's go, honey.
Why is Sierra Nevada on the import list?
Excuse me.
It's totally made in California.
Excuse me. You have Sierra Nevada on your import list here.
It's made in California.
It's made here. Okay?
Yeah.
You dumb fuck.
Would you import it from Chico?
It sounds like a Key and Peele sketch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was going for. Totally.
Toots, magoots. Yeah, well, once in a while, Eureka Burger gets made a little bit fun of. Sometimes I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of
a lot of sometimes.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm still driving.
Oh, sorry. That's three.
Still got time to make another phone call.
No, okay. That's just me.
All right.
Being dumb. Whew, thought we were going to have to regulate. Guys.
Whoa! Oh. Wow!
That's a real Scotty B.
Hey, remember when I was on the show?
The show? Yeah.
Remember when the end of the show got cut off? There's something I said that never made it on air, never made it to the podcast. And that is a message for Paul.
Huh?
Whatever happened to the Blue Cheese IPA song you were going to make? Remember the Blue Cheese IPA song? That's all I want to know. That's all this voicemail's about. I don't really have anything else to say except for Paul, Blue Cheese IPA. And also, next time I'm in Berkeley, sure, we'll stop at Fieldwork again. And I was there, but I didn't get that voicemail till, like a week later. So sorry about that, Paul. Next time, Blue Cheese IPA song. Do it. Keep up the great work, Paul. Keep up the great work, guys.
I'm driving. Yes, we got included in that.
All right.
I'm glad Paul got to keep up the great work now.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Boom. I have a feeling that won't be the only Sky B fault, but you never know.
Hey, fucking guys. I just have been listening to your voicemails, calls, and... I just want to respond to Evil Jackass, and I am going to Portland. I'm going a week ahead of those two, Fontana Jim and Evil Jackass, and my goal is to hit six breweries in a day.
That's a recommendation.
But we'll see. How that all goes over with my travel partner. But anyway, just to want to touch on how many breweries you can do in a day. When my lame ass was out in Houston, stuck in Houston, I'd fly back to California, and Fontana Jim and I would go to San Diego, and him and I hit eight San Diego breweries in one day on one of my beercations back to California for a visit.
That's pretty solid.
Anyway, I did 8, and there you go. So go fuck yourselves, and this is Chino Yacht Club.
Yes.
Evil Jackass. Goodbye.
Wait, he's the same guy?
No, he was, yeah, I think he knows.
Oh, okay.
Evil Circle. Evil I think Circle. There's like a Fontana Jam, Evil Circle, Chino Yacht Club kind of thing going on there. Feels like. I'm not for certain.
So 8 is the threshold now.
Wow. That's a lot. See, the problem is you're not going to remember everything from that.
So you're thinking between 6.5 and 8.
I think was 6 not should rememberable. Be the max. Yeah, like after you go to 6, you're just like, then everything starts blending.
After 6, you're dropping younger, huh?
Yeah. You're dropping. Yep. Trust me. That was probably after 6. You're right. I didn't think about that.
Younger drop.
And not breweries necessarily, but bars with beer, craft beer.
Yeah.
I think would have been about numbers. I think Russian River would have been about the 7th place we went to. That's when I was just not in good sorts, trying to make best friends with the Japanese tourists, beer geek tourists, dropping younger on the floor.
Smash. Hulk smash.
Yeah. Hulk smash. Beer geek smash.
Beer geek smash.
So, yeah, I think don't go past 6. Yeah. You're not going to remember it.
I would include, gastro pubs in that or
right. Insert anything.
Yeah.
Craft beer.
Whether it's 6 proprietary beers or 6, unique beers.
Yeah, you can go more than 6 beers for sure, but not 6 places.
Right, you're going to drink the same amount of beer whether you're at a restaurant or a proper.
Exactly. So you can just, you don't have to say 6 breweries.
Right. 6 venues.
6 beer venues. 6 beer centric venues. I think that's, don't go past that because then you're not going to have much knowledge of what you did.
But 8 is the threshold.
But yeah, 8's a max out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Now it's like, somebody arrest me.
Take me now.
I'm here.
Get in the chopper.
Yeah. Nobody's
pulling you aside. I'm fucking driving right now.
Wow.
I want to respond back to the evil ass hat again. He wants to apologize and say that he was too hard on Chino Yacht Club. Well, you know what, bro? Here's the way it goes. You mess with a monster, prepare to be scared. That's the way it goes. Evil ass hat.
I've heard that.
And back to the beer talk.
Beer.
Yeah, really beer talk, good. Bro. Don't tangent.
Freshy beer!
That was a pretty good Mikey.
Enjoyed by 1031 Tangerine. That motherfucker is good, too. Ooh. Very, very good.
I haven't seen that yet.
And now I'm getting
Stone
into
Tangerine IPA.
Sour beers.
1031.
Halloween.
And I found at my local Trader Joe's an exclusive that the brewery.
Ooh.
The brewery.
Waikiki Tart. And that fucking beer is actually very good as well. Can't tell you if I've had any shitty beers. Oh, yes, I have. I have had some shitty beers recently. At the Angel game, yes. Fucking Mikey.
It's over, man.
Angels are not in last place in the American League West, so you can blow that one out your ass.
Yeah, A's has one last place.
They lost Saturday night, of course. But had some Coors Light beers, and then Golden Road opened a new tap house right across the street from the stadium.
What?
And Carl Strauss, new tap house right across the street
Golden
from the stadium.
Road.
You think I went there? Nah, fuck no.
Good
fuck
job.
No.
Good job.
Sat in the parking lot. Go to Carl Strauss. With Coors Lights and Michelob Ultras. You know what, Chew? You're goddamn right. They're fucking great. Need to drink those.
No, shut up.
They're light and easy and fresh and refreshing as fuck. But anyway, go fuck yourself, guys. And this is my call number two, so I won't be calling you anymore this week, and I'll save my fucking phone calls for the following week when I'm on my way to Portland, bruh. Later.
Yeah, dude.
Portland, bro.
We gotta get some Portland calls now. Hook up with Cody.
Perfect Port Podcast. This is Matt from the Perfect Port Podcast.
Oh.
I'm really sorry that I wasn't able to make it in this week. However, that's what happens when you have a day job that's also kind of a swing shift and or night job.
Damn, day jobs.
I swear this is about beer. Beer news. I seriously hope that you guys played the Society Brewing's pumpkin beer clip. I know it's a video.
Sure we did.
The audio still very much translates into what.
Yeah, that was great that we played
about
earlier.
Pumpkin beers.
We
it's just that. Amazing. Glovers had been caught drinking. I popped open a barrel-aged Old Rasputin, an XD. It's a couple years old. It was a brother, stepdad, and myself
that
came to drink at my taco birthday party. That was a taco party. That's correct. we went over to our friend Jason's house this past weekend. I had some home brew from Zach's Brewing Company. He had some Mosaic. Single hot Mosaic. So freaking good. I went to Morello Shell, picked up some Aurora, which is the rye from Modern Times. Beautiful beer. The Hoppy Palm from Track 7, picked up a six-pack of that. Please pick up that. That is a beautiful beer. You guys will love it. Maybe not the brother. Well, he should buy it anyways. Yeah, had a, what is it called? Pliny from Mercy River?
Pliny?
You know, there are some guys at the party at Jason's that never had Russian River before, so we have the STS pills, which is just blah, in my opinion. And we also had that Pliny beer, which, you know, if they're going to have a hoppy beer, it's cool. You know, had it before, never bought it. Always, you know, it's okay. I brought over a Stone Anniversary IPA pack. We tapped into the 5th anniversary, and I have the 20th in the fridge. I've yet to open that one. I brought over a Thanks Brian from Libertine. It's one of my favorite tart sours that they do, tart-ish or sour, depending who you are. It went over well, as far as I'm concerned, but, what more could I ask? Then finally, I had a Yeti from the brother. What are you
doing giving him beer, man? That's
birthday beer.
Great divide. That's pretty good. I'm looking out for Underworld Dreams, which sounds all sorts of things sexual, but it's a Modern Times beer. It's a brown paper tickets or society club, whatever. I'm never going to see it. So I'm looking out for it. Cheers out to.
Oh, cut him off.
Oh, 3 minutes. Over.
Yeah.
Over.
Over, man. Look, the bitter brewer dealt with it.
The 3 minute mark. Minute, guys. Cheers. Daryl from Casa de Ota.
Wait, does he get to cheers over voicemail?
Yeah. I'm going to go with it.
A new untapped friend. And then there's Evil. I'm going to say Circle.
Yeah.
C-A-R.
Yeah, we've been hearing from him.
K-L-E. But it says Fontana. So I'm going to assume that this guy is friends with Fontana Jim.
Is Evil Circle like a
more than two people,
an alternate personality of Fontana Jim?
So let us know. If that's your friend, Fontana,
one is not
cool.
Enough.
If not, I wish you guys the best. Anyways, hope the podcast was great. Hope it was over 2 hours. Cheers again. And I look forward to being back next week. Thank you.
We look forward to having you back. Excellent.
He almost forgot.
He did a nice little pause there and got it in properly. Maybe Evil Circle is Fontana Jim.
It is really Fontana Jim.
Noticing it.
Alter Ego.
Oh, bro.
Broseph.
So yeah, there was a the beer de brewer was referencing earlier was there's a video that Society Brew our friends at Society Brewing did. Join our brewmaster Travis Smith as he shows one and all how to brew a beer featuring the precise perfect amount of pumpkin infusion in celebration of autumn and the harvest season. This life-changing tidbit of info is sure to lead to optimal fall craft beer enjoyment. So this was what Beer to Brewer was referencing. He wanted to make sure we play.
Oh, so now that Modern Times is doing a pumpkin, he's in.
Oh, this is Society.
Oh, Society. Sorry. Yeah, now Society's doing a pumpkin beer, he's in.
Fall has arrived in San Diego. The weather has cooled to a brisk 90 degrees. It's that time of year again. It's time for pumpkin beer. Some autumnally inclined brewers use canned pumpkin, and some use pumpkin extract. But for me, it all starts with selecting the most pristine, fresh, organic, all-natural farm-to-brewery pumpkin.
Farm-to-brewery. He's found the perfect pumpkin.
You can put pumpkin in the mash, boil it, or even dry hop with it. But I like to wait for the last possible moment to get that perfect amount of pumpkin when infusing it in our Belgian-style extra ale, the Harlot. We start with a freshly filled keg, then hook it into our draft system. Where others might resort to a Randall, we want to be careful not to overpower the beer with pumpkin flavor. What we want is something delicate, and dare we say perfect. As you can see, the beer line makes no actual contact with the pumpkin, ensuring no pumpkin actually makes it into the beer, and in turn, delivering just the perfect amount of pumpkin flavor.
See what they did there?
I see
they
where
just
this is
put
going.
The pumpkin on top of the kegs and didn't actually through anything.
Unpumpkin beer.
Yes. You just put the pumpkin, pick the perfect pumpkin, and then just place it on the kegs to hold the kegs down as you pour your normal beer.
Now I'm disappointed.
You thought there was going to be a pumpkin beer from Society. Beer. You're like, I think I want to have that.
Uh-huh. I would. I'm looking
forward
to
just Society effing with you.
Yep. That's actually a... Yeah. We'll stick with it. I will digress.
Oh, okay. All right.
So...
Well, thanks, Spirit of Brewer.
Yeah.
At least putting in some work. We have to pay him for, I guess, 10 minutes. 10 minute shift. Well, we can go ahead and clock him in for a full hour. We'll give him that.
We'll bump him. 2-3 minutes.
What the hell?
2-3 minute voicemail.
I could tell that was Paul already.
Hey, guys. It's Paul here.
What's up, Paul?
Just been through the perfect poor guide of rules and regulations. And
a glossary.
While it does indeed say that only 2 voicemails per caller, I just stumbled upon a very obscure clause in Article 15B that states, and I quote, only 2 voicemails per caller unless third or subsequent voicemail contains information that is poignant, pertinent, or life-affirming in any shape or form. So, yeah, Chew Your Beer was going on and on about smoked pork butts. And as a tree-hugging Marin County vegetarian, I was horrified by the topic. But and don't get me wrong. I like pork and juicy butts as much as the next guy. But somehow, I don't think that's what smoking pork butts is.
No.
But anyway, who knows? Maybe the third voicemail was crucial. Like, beer emergency. So my suggestion is that you get a couple referees on the show, and I nominate Jake and Justin. And if you see that a third voicemail is up and coming, you get the referees, and they huddle over in the corner, and they listen to it, and they decide whether or not the voicemail is pertinent or poignant or life-changing in any shape or form. What do you think of that, guys? Okay, that's all I have for now. Bye.
All right.
Wow.
I like it.
I did I like not it. Figure.
We just have Jake and Jessa just sitting in the corner. And when the occasion that a third, multiple, more than two voicemails comes up, we have to go to them. It's like the instant replay in baseball where we have to sit here and wait for the judges to give the okay.
Can we get them the cardboard box with the curtain where they have to stick their heads under it to listen to the voicemail under that to review the play?
Yep, they got to do the curtain. Okay. And they'll be like, the ruling on the... Because I'll be like, well, that's two. You can't do it. Uh-huh. And they'll come back, the ruling on the field stands. Only two voicemails.
Oh, we'll get them a...
We'll get them
a headset with a hip pack where they got to press the button on their belt.
They
got to
press the button.
Yeah. And then that'll chime in.
Cheer Beer loses one voicemail for next week. It's penalized. One voicemail. We can only call in one time next week. That's what we do. Penalize.
Voicemail revoked.
If your voicemails are shitty, then you're like, all right, you can't call in next week. You got a 1 week suspension.
Holding.
Voicemails. Holding.
We have holding.
Cheer Beer. No more voicemails.
Penalty.
First down.
One voicemail.
Foot down. Voicemails. You don't need guests or third
perfect
host.
Course. Eddie Martin calling with the Indy Beer Fantasy Football Week 4 update.
Oh, good. I could go to the basketball.
And given the recap this time, I have a common pretentious beer geek. So here you go, sir.
Yes.
This podcast is about as disappointing as waiting in line for Pliny the Elder. I mean, seriously, you guys should be reviewing small batch, super rare, extremely hard to find whales.
Right?
So here's your update for week 4, a quarter through the season, if you will. Mikey, you lost the battle of the mics.
Yes.
Pathetic. Mike Pratt beat you 140-95. You ought to just drink a PBR because that's all you deserve after that pathetic performance.
That's what I was doing before I picked my
put
team,
that
okay?
Put physics and drink it. Eddie and the Taco Party beat Brian Beagle 122-83. This Eddie guy's pretty good. I don't know if you've heard about him. Beagle's quarterback, Cam Newton, thought he was Superman and walked into a concussion. Much like how I feel after I drank a so-called Session IPA. What a lame trend. Hashtag whales or butts.
I agree.
Chew, your beer is now 0-4. He lost to the no-talent ass clowns 121-38. 30, is that right?
Poor
38.
Chew.
Ouch.
Poor Chew.
Chew isn't very good, much like Nick Taysom. Did he start a whole team? I would look at this list on Untapped, but that app sold out. Tony Baggs lost to SD Smack Talk Radio 106-87. Tony Baggs deserved to lose after he gushed about St. Archer when Tyler was here. What a hipster. Travis H beat Michael Learned 125-83. Philip Rivers and AJ Green led to victory. Not much else to say about this one. Like a Belgian, they served you in a pint glass instead of a goblet. Like what?
Ugh.
And finally, Florida State killed it. He beat the San Diego Hoptolis just 205-88.
Aww.
That's about 9,000 more points than Chew Your Beer had. He had both Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, who had a combined 97 in this league. 97 is also the number of IBUs that my beer has to have before I even sniff it.
Agreed.
That does it for me, the pretentious beer geek.
Yeah,
good thing Matt is there to keep you other two in line.
Yeah,
I taught him everything he knows.
Not this week.
Keep up the good work, boys.
We have no daddy. Thanks, pretentious beer geek, on that Indie Beer League report. Yeah, I lost. Okay, I was too busy drinking all day. Drinking whales and unicorns. Okay. That was my favorite, I think.
That was your favorite?
I think so. Can't wait for next week.
I hate my job. I hate my life.
Yeah?
I'm a miserable piece of shit.
Is somebody talking about
me? That goes out to a special someone. Love you, Jay Sizzle. Well, anyway, when I was on a show two, 3 weeks ago,
when having fun,
Nick asked me, what the fuck does, he didn't say what the fuck, but he said, what does that mean? What does this for Biblis mean? So I'm going to tell you the story of Biblis. It's not really Mr. Biblis. It's what Biblis means.
Yeah, what the hell?
So back in the 90s, back when I was in my 20s and I was real cool swinging cat.
Grunge
oh, yeah.
ruled the world.
I had it going on. Yeah. Yeah, you should have seen me. Well, anyway, that was a term I used. It was like slang that I created, and only a few other people who knew me used it too. But for the most part, it never caught on. Wasn't a nationwide craze like all these stupid ass slangs that people use now, like spam and
top pour.
Oh, and all that other stupid shit.
I love gold.
It basically meant crazy and out of control, meaning that shit got crazy. Shit got sloppy. You could have used a bib. The shit got all over you, but you were bibless.
Oh.
So it's just a term that I made up. Mr. Bibless is just, yeah, bibless. Because when things get out of hand,
yeah,
you really could have used a bib. You didn't have one. You're bibless. Basically all it means. So I didn't really want to go into that on the show.
Shit.
But I did want Nick to know what bibless meant. Yeah? That's about it. Keep up the great work. And yeah, I'm driving.
Driving, Scotty B. Now
B.
We know more information about Scotty B.
Are we better for it?
I think we are.
All right.
I think we are. I think we should also open up a new beer.
Ooh, good choice.
Dun, 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 dun.
Shut up and open a new beer.
This
Shut
one,
it. Shut it.
I love gold. This is Florida Steve was like,
hey,
the Bearded Brewer
hey
showed
guys.
A, yeah. The Bearded Brewer showed a picture of his fridge.
Mm.
And I think some people took of the thought it was the perfect pours fridge, which his Bearded Brewer's fridge is a satellite fridge of the perfect pour, one of our satellite fridges.
The remote.
We've never seen, I don't know if we've seen inside Nick's satellite. Perfect pour fridge.
Nah, y'all be jealous.
But, and he was like, where's the beer I gave you guys? Well, this was what he was talking about. This is a Due South Bourbon Barrel Age 88 Shilling Scotch Ale.
Scotch. If it's not scotch, it's crap.
If it's not scotch, it's crap. The Pen Tablet. Oh my God. My
and
Jesus.
Dogs.
My old 15-year-old dog just fell onto electronic equipment.
These guys. Oh, my God.
Toby, come
he in. Has a bad hip, and now he's just falling into all our equipment.
No, come this
now
way.
The show might shut off here. Hold
come
on.
Joby.
Joby. Okay, God. Jesus. He's trapped under the table. These crackers we eat to cleanse our palate drive these labs nuts. And they lose their minds,
uh-huh.
And it is getting to be a problem here. You're like, why do you keep the labs in there while you're recording? Because they cause more problems in the house
while
recording. So we have to keep them out here and deal with their freaking damn dogs
tails.
Ruining the show. They're tangenting tails.
Tails of mass destruction.
Tails of tangent. All right. Sorry.
Yeah, so anyways. Are we still recording?
Due South.
Is this happening? Glug, glug effect.
Not a glug. It's a glugger.
That's a Scotch, 22 Scotch if you're following along.
Woo! I'm getting some heat off of that. Oh.
How's that going over there?
It's going. Last voicemail of the week on the Perfect Pour.
Hey guys, Fontana Jim. Whoa. My SAC work was canceled this weekend, so I guess that means I'm not getting up to Sacramento and clowning around up in the Bay Area. That also means I'm not dropping off this barrel-aged Imperial Brown for Darktown producer Becky. I guess that's something that I get to drink right. This weekend. Maybe Chino Yacht Club will come over, because Evil Circle, he's way the hell out in the desert this weekend at Old Cella.
Oh,
Mikey,
man.
Is he, is he all these people?
Up. I think you said something about 8 breweries is a perfect number. And Matt said something about 20. I think 20 is going to be the goal for that weekend. We're flying in the morning and flying out
full
on
weekend.
Sunday night. So we're there for about a day, full day, maybe a day and a half. And I think the real goal is going
to
be hitting 100 plus untapped check-ins on that weekend.
Wow.
What's your over-under on that there, boys?
I did a little research. There's 39 breweries in downtown Portland.
Well.
But I think the one I'm definitely going to have to hit is Cascade. Because, I don't know if I've ever had any of their beers, because who can afford a $35 bottle of beer anyways?
Yeah. Expensive-ass
bottles.
Yeah, I think
Cascade is a Cascade the way to go.
You must be rich.
Also, Matt, saw the old Fat Tire can 12-pack that my Cola won. I don't know where they're at up there in Fresno.
Uh-oh.
But this year they've got an anniversary logo. Well, a little bit different logo, a little full of coloring in there, some purple on the box instead of the regular logo. Mikey, here's a question for you.
Yes, sir.
All right, here's a question.
I'm ready.
What's with your hatred on Sam Adams' Rebels, the Rebel IPA? Are they not crafty enough? Is it because Jim Cook said he's never going to do an IPA, and then he came out and tried to take over the market with these IPAs? Because there's a mixer box right now. I think it's four different versions of whatever the hell their box of Rebels is. And
Rebel
I think
box.
That might be a nice little $10 or $15 sampler pack for a show sometime. A little honest opinion on the Rebels. Anyways, you clowns keep up the damn fine work. See ya. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, if he's talking about a show beer, he must be starting his own damn podcast, because we ain't going to do that.
I think Fontana Jim wasn't here since the beginning. When Rebel IPA came out, and what he was alluding to is, like, Jim Cook was like, he's a curmudgeon old craft brewer, like, mm-hmm. I don't get why these kids like all these damn IPAs. God damn it.
Yeah.
And then, Lagunitas is killing the world with their straight Lagunitas IPA. And so basically, Sam Adams is like, fuck it. We'll do an IPA too. And just basically tried to make the closest they could to a Lagunitas IPA, which is Rebel. And so when that came out, we're like, F this trying to wannabe at IPA, and it's Rebel, and it had the spray.
The aerosol spray can
for the tap out.
Yeah, their marketing was just way off.
The marketing was cheesy.
Acting like.
Wasn't matching up to beer geekness.
18-year-olds drink craft beer.
Yeah, and it just the cheesiness of us and the unoriginality of it made us like, all right, we're not going to drink that. And we made a pledge to not drink Rebel IPA. And
that was also pre-buyout fiascos. So
right.
Sam Adams was like, they were the enemy at the time.
Right, yeah. But this was early, few years ago.
Right.
Was, before all the buyouts started happening, and where it may have started making Sam Adams look more better.
Yeah.
They were like the not enemy isn't the right word, but they were like the ones to make fun of as like the big beer in our world was Sam Adams. So all that combined made us like, nope, we're not gonna do it.
We'll pass.
And we haven't, as far as I know.
Yeah.
So we haven't touched back on that for a while. But yeah, we made a pledge to not have Rebel IPA, and we have yet to ever try it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Knowingly.
Yeah, knowingly. Yeah, if somebody slipped us a Rebel Mickey, then...
Never had a blind date.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's good to revisit that, to kind of remind everyone that we are on a Rebel IPA. Never try.
Do not call list.
Do not call list. We put ourselves on the do not call list. Rebel IPA. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Man, thanks everyone for calling the Perfect Pour and adding content and fun to the show. It's always appreciated.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
time to relax.
It's time to relax, and that some beers to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
Ezra, what do you think of this scotch ale, by the way, this Due South?
Very much like actual scotch.
It is like scotch blended with some beer.
Yeah, pretty much. The booze is not quite there, but the flavor sure is.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some beers you're looking out for, Nick?
So I'm going to re-up my looking out for in the Sierra Nevada Narwhal Barrel Aged 3-Pack. Still haven't seen it around the valley. Hoping to soon.
Hmm.
Oh, you think
so? What's that's the it's the two you're talking? Yeah, because you've had the regular Narwhal.
Regular Narwhal,
and then there's the barrel aged.
And then there's barrel aged, but they've done three different barrels for the barrel aged, and they're releasing it in a 3-pack Bomber series. So there's a rum barrel aged, a wine barrel aged, and a bourbon barrel aged.
You want them all?
I want all, catch them all. The Narwhals.
Catch all the Narwhals.
Bye, buddy.
What else are you looking out for?
So that's my re-looking out for. My new looking out for is possibly my new favorite style for the year, coffee brown ales.
Ha, ha, ha.
And this one comes from, big surprise, Modern Times.
Modern Times. I saw this. Modern
Times. Sleepless City.
Sleepless City.
Brown ale with coffee, cocoa, nibs, and vanilla beans.
Yeah, Kenya coffee.
Added. Kenya coffee. Coffee, chocolate, brown ale. See reverse.
It's supposed to be out this month, October release. 5.7%. I'm even looking out for that one.
Whoa. Cross that off the list.
Cross it off.
There's my looking out for.
All right. Well, I am personally looking out for, and then there's some beers to look out for everybody, not for me necessarily. Mm. You know, we already talked about Kern River's Citra.
Yeah, you're going to try and get some.
Well, I'm just hoping some trickles down.
Nice.
Down the hill.
Trickle down theory?
Trickle down theory. Give all the beer to all the top. Give all the tax breaks to all the top beer geeks.
Nice.
And then somehow all us lesser beer geeks will get some of that benefit, because the top beer geeks will be like, oh, I've got all these beers. Certainly I'll give some out to the lesser people and give jobs to the lesser people. I won't keep it all. No, right. That would never happen. No.
Oh, I've got 11 more of these. Here, you have one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure trickle-down beer economics totally works.
Totally works.
Just like it does in real life.
It
doesn't work. Guess what? Corporations don't have a fucking soul. They just keep all the money, jackasses. El Segundo's Simcoe Pale just came out. Wet hop, 22 ounce, 5.5%.
Are you a Simcoe fan?
I think so. I think I am.
I think
maybe
so.
Not as much as, say, Mosaic or
their first
Citra.
Round was a Citra Pale.
Yeah. I'll try it.
Doing a Simcoe.
You know, it's lower on the list of hops, but I still want to try it.
Throw it a bone.
Yeah, throw it a bone, Scotchy. I'm not a big pumpkin ale, but I do want to have this year's Kern River, the KRBC pumpkin ale. So I would think it would show up here. You gotta worry about it. Is this from last year, or is it, hopefully it has a date?
Psst, we still got some of this left over.
Let's just throw it back out there.
Put a new label.
That's what you gotta worry about with pumpkin beers. You're like, did you guys just keep this in the back? That? Well, yeah, of course. I don't care. Stone's Chocovesa Winter Spiced Mocha Stout.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one they're making the ice cream out of?
Yeah, 8.1%. I don't know. The 12-ounce six-packs.
Yeah.
Mostard coffee.
Whoa.
Mostra coffee. Peppers, vanilla, cinnamon, nutmeg.
Nut.
So, you know, I don't really care about this, but I thought, you know, you might, sir, and other people might. Beechwood's Green Shift IPA out in Bombers. A double IPA with Citra, El Dorado, Amarillo, Nelson hops. 10%. I'm seeing a lot of like 4.5, 4.75, 5 stars on Untappd with this Green Shift from Beechwood. So, damn it. And they also have the Citraholic out right now, too. in bottles. But of course, these are for LA people, Long Beach people.
Damn you.
Lakewood people. Sup, Lakewood.
Sup.
There's a BrewDog mystery box they put together.
Whoa.
But it's already gone. Oh. I guess it's like a limited thing where they put together, I guess, sort of like those boxes you can get from, you know, like a Star Wars box or whatever.
Oh, like a loot crate?
Yeah, kind of like a loot crate, but it's it has 24 items in the box. I don't know what that means, man, by items. So
I like this.
It must not be 24 beers. It's like, and they, it's some of their, so like beers, some of the other beers.
And a bottle opener. Then,
yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's already gone, but just it pops up now and again. So just look out for that.
That is a great idea for a brewery. If you're opening a new brewery and you want a gimmick, do a loot crate.
Yes.
That'd be sweet.
I'm in. Green Flash's Treasure Chest is back. Their IPA is coming in November. It's got grapefruit and pear juice in this Treasure Chest that's coming out.
So. Pear juice?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
In a beer? It's a beer, not a cider.
It's a beer. Mm. And things I'm still looking out for that still could happen here. Alpine Singled Out, Mosaic Hop IPA. Modern Times Aurora still have, you know, this one's for, you know, I think Matt mentioned it too, might have mentioned it, but still looking that for that Aurora.
That didn't, I thought that hit Fresno. Or
yeah, I would assume it had. No, there is one. There is one at Shell has one. Oh, I couldn't get it because I was on the clock, but that's I know they at least have it. So, and there you go. There's some beers to look out for.
Nice. That was a good list.
That was a fine list.
Quite a fine list you have.
Any beers you're looking out for? That's always something you could call us about, or just contact us in any way, shape, or form. PerfectPourPod.com is always where you can go to, you know, figure out what the fuck. Pop in there, I noticed. Ooh. I'd never noticed before.
Woo!
Man. It's
Remy.
The Nick 80 on Untappd. Become his friend.
Sup.
Get the Untappd app if you have not before.
Even though they took away the filling glass.
What did they take away?
The filling glass reloading icon.
Oh. You're still in. Okay. You're still in? Even with that out that?
Yeah.
They spell Untappd without the E. They replaced the E with a P. So Untappd with two P's. In case you've ever tried to look for the app and it's not there. The Nick 80 on Untappd. What have you been caught drinking?
We're going, huh?
Do it, bro. Do it.
Okay. Let's start off with my, as previously mentioned, we did the Tioga Sequoia last Thursday for the chill. Chill local market. Had Cafe Tamarack is back.
Oh, okay.
The fabled Tamarack that was supposed to be discontinued has shown its head once again with coffee infused.
Yeah, and the Tamarack's their
amber ale. The best pizza beer in the world. Before they decided to take it away from me.
Oh, wow, about that.
Yeah, bastards.
Amber ale.
Bastards. The Chronic from Pizza Port, another amber ale.
Good one.
Slightly underwhelming because of the name.
Yeah.
You know, you think...
Oh, name oversells it.
Right. It's going to be this weird, bitter, dank, hoppy amber ale that's going to, like, kill it, kill your palate. And it's just like, oh, it's an amber nail.
It's an amber nail.
Amber nail. Words are getting confused. Thanks, Scotch Ale. Also,
Jimmy, Scotch Ale.
Whoa, dog licking my hand. That's weird. As previously mentioned, we had the barrel-aged anniversary edition of Old Rasputin. Sierra Nevada's Oktoberfest beer.
Yes. How's that?
It's drinking well. It's finally the season for Oktoberfest beers. And they do a good job on theirs. I'll take that over Firestone's Oktoberfest.
Oh, that's surprising.
If I had to choose local breweries. Also, as my picture is loading so I can remember. Oh, yeah, the Pilsner from Russian River. That was a surprise. I didn't know they did a Pilsner.
What, you had that?
Yeah, the STS.
How do you have that?
Steven and Scotty B went up to Russian River before they had to judge beers for the fair.
Uh-huh.
And they got a bunch of thank you beers for the judges that participated. So if you're... if you worked at the Big Fresno Fair, you probably got a pretty cool beer. And speaking of, Big Fresno Fair starts this week.
It's happening.
You can go check out all the participants in the homebrew competition.
Yeah.
And see who won, who's making the best beer in Fresno.
Yeah. You might see some Perfect Boar people.
Yeah. Also, I finally had a Phantom Carriage.
Oh, my gosh. Beer. How did you get this?
Oh, my gosh. I brought one back from L.A.
Oh. Now, does the beer measure up to the marketing?
It does. I was not expecting them to be a tart/sour brewery. They're all Berliner Weiss styles, or the ones we had.
Anyway. All Berliner Weiss style.
And I had the Blackberry Berliner Weiss Broadacres. So if you like tart beers that give you heartburn, they do a great job.
There you go.
And, I'll wrap it up with a Recco.
All right.
My new again favorite brewery is Drake's.
Oh, wow. Drake's has come back into your life now.
Yeah. They're killing it with their labels right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
They had a changing of the guard. Their new marketing guy is...
New graphic designer
is killing it. So they killed it with War Pigeon, and now they have the Electric Owl.
Oh, I saw that.
Coffee brown ale.
Yeah.
Seriously good. Drake's knows how to put coffee in a beer.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
And this one.
That is cool. It's like purple, and the owl's like yellow.
Yeah. Total label buy.
Label buy.
And it freaking is amazing. So if you see this, grab it. And if you like coffee, and so that's another coffee brown ale like Modern Times was doing. This one is 8%, 27 IBUs, so nothing, not even bitter at all.
Yeah.
Sight Glass is the coffee roastery that they're using for their coffee in this beer. Sight Glass. They always pick a small... coffee roastery and introduce into their beer. If you see it, grab it. Drink it.
Enjoy it. Tell us about it.
Enjoy.
All right. The Nick 80. Remember Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. You want to follow Matt? I am Dorktown, simply Dorktown on Untapped. I have the Phantom. Speaking of Phantom. Phantom Bride from Belching Beaver.
Oh.
Yeah.
The collaboration with the band.
Yeah, collab with one of my favorite bands, Deftones.
That I had never knew.
Yeah. So it's pretty rad. It's not a bad beer.
Yeah.
A lot of times the gimmicky stuff is just kind of like, eh.
Right.
It's pretty good. If it wasn't related with Deftones, it just came out as an IPA, Belching Beaver IPA, if their normal marketing thing, I probably wouldn't have had it. But since it was...
The label is pretty
cool. Pretty cool, yeah. And it's Deftones, I'm like, all right, I'm trying that. It's pretty good. I think it's worth a try if you see it.
Nice.
Especially if you're a Deftones fan. You kind of have to have it, really.
Nice collector piece.
Yeah, a little collector piece. It's already in my music section of my shelving.
Ooh, I did not notice.
Shelving there.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see it.
I don't know why I didn't read the read up on the story of why they hooked up with San Diego's Belching Beaver instead of Track 7. Because they're
Northern California, right? They're
Sacramento area.
Okay.
I think I want to say they're Chico, but more specifically, but
yeah,
the vague Sacramento area. So I would have hoped they would have hooked up with the Northern California. Yeah, brewer.
Knee Deep's up there.
Yeah, Knee Deep or Track 7 or
Bike Dog.
Yeah, so I don't know what the deal is with Belching Beaver.
Maybe they saw Beaver.
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 Beaver. Yeah, they're just like, let's work with those guys. They talk about Beaver.
Beavers.
I had a Hopthermia from Alaskan Brewing.
Ooh.
Yeah, because it went to...
it's a pretty epic name.
To
Hopthermia.
The place on Blackstone that you could throw peanuts on the floor.
Oh!
That place. There isn't a whole lot of craft beer.
That's where I expect to see twist-off bottles.
Yeah, we had my daughter won like a free... Kids thing
right.
from her school from that. She wanted to go, so we went.
Sure.
We went for our kid. Damn it, because they're sometimes good parents.
Do it for the children.
Do it for the child. But I had a Mondo mug of Hopthermia.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking Mondo mug, motherfucker.
Mondo mason jar with a handle on it.
Yep. It was kind of a, as far as Mondo mugs go, it was a cool mug, actually.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And then I've had that six pack of Hoppy Palm. Well, and then Bell's brought over another six pack, so, and he didn't want to take it home with him, so I've been drinking a lot of Hoppy Palm.
In other words, he didn't like
Track 7. It. He liked it okay. He just doesn't want to bring it back home. He's got a small beer fridge, and he's just like, I don't have the room for it. Just drink it. Drake's, the speaking of label art, this one has a kind of cool updated label too. Aromatherapy Triple IPA.
Nice.
We had that on Dorktown, Bells and I.
Did you know?
Got that for Dorktown.
You didn't mistake it for that Elysian sitting right next to it.
Huh? No. Can't drink Elysian. And that was pretty much what I've been drinking this week. And I think before we get into cheers, we got time for another beer, for sure.
Should have been open another beer.
Thanks, Paul.
I also had the Mosaic.
Yeah, Mosaic. I'm interested.
Uh huh. Beer to Brewer mentioned it. So Zach's Brewing, aka Garage Door Brewing, has a new series out. One of his pioneering.
I love gold.
Ooh. One of his pioneering beers is an IPA with Mosaic called Exactly Mosaic.
Exactly Mosaic.
Exactly.
Mosaic. I like that name.
Yeah, and it was mighty fine.
I am pouring. This was, I believe, Justin from apartment. Townhouse couch brewing.
He's been demoted. Apartment brewing.
This is Little Rooster American Pale from Trillium.
Ooh, Bungalow Brewing.
Another Trillium.
Bungalow Brewing.
Yeah, Bungalow Brewing. Sure. Little Rooster American Pale Ale.
Shut up.
Damn it. Trillium. Well, I almost added you the beer. My beer. God. Nick, going from left to right of your podcast out. Oh, man. I am getting all this aroma. I'm getting it. You
better
hurry up.
No.
I'm getting it real good.
Getting it real good.
Yeah.
Smells like IPA. Oh, is there a grapefruit in there?
Maybe. This is good.
Very citrusy aroma.
Wow.
Knock your socks off.
My socks are starting to move. Move their way away from my feet.
They're creeping down.
Mm-hmm.
Sliding down them ankles.
Oh, there they go. They just got knocked off. Pew, 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 pew.
We need a ricochet sound for when your socks are knocked off.
Oh man. All right, before we get to cheers, wow. I want to straighten out this GABF meetup we've got going on, a listener meetup. So here it is. Matt in Tacoma is sort of, roughly organizing it. So at GABF this year, you're in there in Denver partying up on the Friday. So that Friday at GABF, go at about 10-ish o'clock. Over at, there will be a beer liner bus. And, once you're out of the venue, I guess, there's a beer liner bus, and there will be, around 10-ish there, there will be a meetup.
Those are Mikey's socks.
Yep, there they go. There they go, getting us. This is a damn fine beer. Mm-hmm. So there, Perfect Pour Listener Meetup, GABF, the Friday, 10-ish o'clock at the Beer Liner on social media.
That's a better one.
At Beer Liner, at the Beer Liner. If you want to follow Matt on social media and Twitter specifically, APT Brewer. So if you want to follow Matt, then hook up that way. So I want to hear about
the meetup.
Perfect Pour listeners meeting up at GABF. That's awesome. Thanks for kind of promoting that, Matt. So even that, we don't need to be at we don't need to be involved other than just hearing about it.
We just instigate. Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show and we'll give it out some cheers. Cheers, 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 cheers.
Cheers. Here's my hope for a Paul song.
Okay.
I hope that we can do, like, Paul can tell us, like, he's working on something, but he can email us and say, hey, guys, I need some backing vocals like this, or like a guitar piece like this, or it's just something we can contribute to the song, and then he can mix it in.
Wow.
That's
your dream?
That's my dream, Paul. We can be in the actual song.
I noticed you said two things that I cannot do.
What?
Backing vocals or guitar.
Oh, I can't do that either, but I'm just saying. I think Paul can work some magic and get us in there.
Nice.
Mikey, you didn't do backing vocals on the...
Oh, no.
Trumpet solo?
No. The drummer should
not. I am alive!
There's
no backing vocals.
Nothing more awkward than a drummer singing.
Did. What? Toto, man.
Exactly. Yes, thank you.
I missed the rain.
Toto. The Eagles.
Africa.
Not the fucking Eagles.
Not the fucking Eagles, man. Look what happened when Genesis drummer came out in front. They became one of the biggest bands in the world.
Uh-huh. Was he playing drums at that time?
No.
No. My point.
Yeah. Well, all right.
No.
Yeah, you don't see Alex Van Halen.
Do you see Dave Grohl singing behind the drums?
You see, what's his face? Foo Fighter drummer?
No.
Pretty Boy?
No. Pretty Boy?
He does backing vocals all the time.
Taylor Hawkins?
He does backing vocals all the time.
That's a fallacy.
That's a fallacy. All right. Well. Paul, if you could think of a way for us to contribute audio to whatever your next masterpiece is.
I'll play the kazoo.
So cheers. Cheers to another beer podcast, Great Beer Adventure podcast. I was seeing her on International Podcast Day.
Wow.
Bumping into her a couple of times, so... Cheers to her, and check out Great Beer Adventure. It's another beer podcast to listen to. Cheers to Best Buds Brewing.
Oh yeah, on Instagram. Nice.
Oh, you got that
I'm
one?
I'm glad you saw that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers to them. They're looks like they're new to Instagram, and we're one of the ones they chose to like befriend. You know when somebody's just getting on a social media,
yeah,
and you're one of the ones they request, and they probably give a shit about you. So
right,
that was neatly struck me. So that's why I wanted to make sure
it's not the friend me to notice you.
Right,
and then like, unfriend you a week later.
Yeah, these are like seem like those probably genuine.
Yeah.
Cheers to some untapped friends: Darren Kennedy, T-Bone 14, M Pint Shanks, Reese 999, Venom 666.
Whoa.
Barbie 1.
The devil, you say?
Booze Hound 13.
Booze.
And then, of course, the Golden Gods of the Perfect Pour. Ooh, the Golden Gods are our patrons, the people that donate money to the show every month. And if you go to patreon.com/perfectpour or just perfectpourpod.com, look at our show notes. There's always a link somewhere to our Patreon page. And that's where you can go. And if you want to just donate money to the show every month, there's a format for you to do such a thing. And the Golden Gods get the show released to them an hour or two before everybody else gets it. And sometimes earlier, more than that, but usually it's realistic, it ends up being like an hour or two before everyone else does. And then you also get to hear whatever we're doing during the tailgate, and then any other audio that once in a while, or video that will come in, you'll get to see it first. So there you go. It's a cool way to contribute. Now, so just anytime you can contribute by just throwing us out there on your social media channels, or just talking about us with other beer people, that and just showing them how to listen to the Perfect Pour. Just like grab their phone, pull up their iTunes and subscribe and say, there, you're subscribed to the show. Don't worry about it. Go listen to it.
There you go.
What you got? Who are you cheering?
Cheers to ABV Girl. Just a cool name on Instagram. Yeah, I was going to cheers Best Buds Brewing also.
Nice.
On Instagram. Also, cheers to Fresno Arts Council. Never thought they would be following us.
I used to do have Creative Fresno meetings in their in their office there.
I don't know how you say this. Flefty 55.
What's up, Hillsbills? Hillsbills knows.
Oh, Hillsbills. What's Hillsbills up to these days?
She's just chilling.
Yeah.
Just doing it.
All right. Evil Circle, Fontana, CA. Follows me on Untappd.
Hmm. Wait, now, is the Evil Circle is completely different than Fontana Jim?
Let's see.
Because this is the thing. We're trying to figure out if Evil Circle is in fact Fontana Jim.
Because Evil Circle's checked in 1,343 years.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. I'm saying this is real.
Person. All right.
Squin 0809. From Massachusetts. S. Quinn. Maybe it's S. Quinn. Daniel York. Chris Coates. And Craft Beer Geek. Mikesh.
From
Florida.
From Florida.
Maybe you know Florida, Steve. Right?
There's yeah.
Yeah,
Florida. We've got a few.
Florida's going through some shit right now, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully Florida Steve's okay.
With the weather. I hope all our Florida listeners are...
Yeah.
Carolina and Florida listeners are okay. Made it out of the whole thing okay.
Yeah.
We've got several Florida... I don't know if it's because of Florida Steve or just...
Just randomly.
We've got
we're Florida. Big in, do we need... We're big in Florida
yeah.
T-shirts?
Yeah, perfect. We're big in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully those guys are doing okay.
Hope our listeners made it okay. Everyone else, like, whatever.
Yeah, screw you guys.
Hopefully the perfect poor listeners have made it through the hurricane okay.
Hopefully the power went out and the vault's unlocked and you could rob all the whales in Florida.
And all the whales. Get the whales. Start drinking your whales.
Yeah, drink the whales.
Drink the whales.
Save the whales.
Save the whales. The whales. All right, thanks, everybody, for listening to The Perfect Four. We miss Matt. Hopefully he'll be back next week. And thanks for being there for us with us. And this tough times.
Yeah.
These tough times of drinking. Just Nick and I. God, this is the beer of the episode.
Beer of the episode.
This Trillium.
Wow.
Little rooster, man.
I'm going second chance toasted porter.
Oh, okay. Second chance porter?
Yeah, the toasted porter.
All right, toasted porter. That's your Tadalads.
Tadalad.
Second chance. Tabula rasa. Toasted porter.
I wonder if Tadalad misses our beer.
Yep. Terrace goes down. Well, we should probably do like Facebook Live shit or something.
Yeah.
We should, but we're not. All right, thanks everybody for listening for Fort Pod on all the things you need to know. And now it's sunburn. My favorite part right here.
Right. Oh. Oh, did you hear that? Oh.